Johnny saw the future for the first time in his life. In a few days he was gonna ask that girl to be his wife. Well, he never had anything and never had anything taken away. When he swears to his dying day, he's gonna make that rookie fail. So he says, if I'm going down, I'm taking you with me. Gonna do what you did to me. And I'll throw an eye in the truth, and I'm grinning. If I'm going down, to make you free.
St. Barnabas Broadcasting thanks you for listening to 97.7 The Rock Station.
Broadcasting from the Armstrong Studios. Armstrong.
Armstrong. It's a mass of raw energy.
Keeping you connected. This is WLER, Butler Cranberry, your rock station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Well, welcome into another edition of The Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station, 97.7. You find us every Sunday night at 7 o'clock, presented by Shady Lady Productions here on The Rock Station, 97.7. We play local music, and we've got a special guest tonight that we'll talk about, but good evening, Mr. Utah Burgess from Shady Lady Productions.
Good evening, Bob from Rock Fabric and the Rock Doctor Drive Home.
Yeah, good to see you again, and another busy week that is, and lots of excitement. And as a matter of fact, this week was the week we've been waiting for since about August 26th of last year, and that is Band Jam tickets and Cooper's Lake Campground reservations got underway this past Monday morning at 10 a.m.
Yes, you just have to go to the bandjam.com. It's that easy. Everything is there. We're still adding some bands to the list, but we'll have a schedule announced here very soon. But that shouldn't hold you back.
No.
Get your tickets. Get your camping reservations. You don't have to camp. We recommend it. If you just want a day pass or whatever, you can get those as well for a little bit cheaper.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so you can wheel in your own, bring in a chair, or wheel in the fifth wheel, whatever you want.
And kids 17 and under are free.
Absolutely
so
free.
That's how affordable this is.
Yes,
this is family
fun.
And
we recommend that you make it a family-friendly event, because we will make it a family-friendly event and an opportunity to expose the youngins and maybe those future musicians to be an opportunity to come out and have a great time.
Yeah, I hope so. I know one of them is shredding on the guitar already. He's one of the ones you caught in the photo many years ago,
yeah.
Sitting in front of Homicide Black, mesmerized. And this kid's shredding on the guitar.
No kidding.
He may be gracing the Band Jam stage one of these days.
Go.
I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Wow. Well, hey, there you go. And there's I can still see the image of that. It was such a cool. I was like, I got to get a picture of this. Because I was just hanging out behind him, and I'm like, look at these young people down here up in front of the stage just staring and watching Homicide Black perform. And it was just a cool moment because it had gotten dark and the stage lights. And, man, that's what it's all about, friends. That's why we have it. And we love to celebrate the musicians from this entire tri-state area. The list is going to be impressive this year, as it always is. Utah does a great job putting that lineup and that flow of the lineup together. That's what I always get excited about seeing. And I always tell them, don't reveal it until it needs to be revealed, because I want to be surprised.
Well, there you go. And, hey, we always start the bar out very high anyway. Like we say, every year we can take our lineup and tip it upside down, and it doesn't miss a beat. So it's, you know, There's headliners that kick the thing off, and headliners that close the thing out, and headliners that play midday, so it doesn't matter.
That's right, headliners all weekend. Yes. And hey, Thursday night, you really get to kick it off with the singer-songwriter in the round, presented by Ram Automotive, and that'll be Thursday night around 7 o'clock, and it's just five musicians sitting on bar stools telling the tales of their music.
Yeah, and this has become a very favorite part of Band Jam Weekend for a lot of people. And it's just free to come to that part.
Yeah.
Because we want you to come out, want you to see what we're talking about, check the venue out, and hopefully you'll leave and go, I'll be back.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll sell you a ticket right there, too.
There you go, for Friday and Saturday. So get your Friday and Saturday tickets now at thebandjam.com. And information on Cooper's Lake, the renting of campsites is completely separate. That is through Cooper's Lake. But the tickets, you have to have them to get on the grounds. And, of course, Thursday night, you can come out free of charge. Don't have to worry about anything. Just come in the gate and come out and check out the music. And I know you'll want to be back. TheBandJam.com. We want to thank the Meat Locker Recording Studio here in Butler, presenting our opening segment of the show here tonight. We appreciate Jim Harpel and all the great work that he's doing. And, well, there's been some Grassy Award-winning acts come out of the Meat Locker Recording Studio. And, hey, before you know it, we're already mid-March. You know what's right around the corner? Unveiling of the Grassy Nominees 2026.
Have you started your list, Bob? Because I have a list going here.
I started my list last September.
Oh, well, okay. I've been on mine, too. So
yeah.
I have some holes still to plug, but it's...
Yeah.
You know, well, I'm actually looking at some names right here, yep.
Yeah,
I can't reveal them.
Yeah, no.
Because it's not totally up to me anyway.
That's right.
Sometimes maybe two of my artists make the list. Sometimes three.
Yeah. Well, make the noise so that the rest of... the confines of this building and beyond, we'll be hearing your favorite band or your band itself. And that's part of the process. So we'll get into that. Eden on Fire making the trek down from Erie to visit with us. At least two of the four members will be in the studio here visiting with us tonight, and they're going to play some tunes live in the studio acoustically, and we're excited to get an update from them, a past Grassy nominee and performer at the Band Jam as well. So we'll have Amy and Todd in the studio here coming up, but let's get to a couple of tunes before we get there.
Yes, we got a brand new one from the Sparrows, because as we've already mentioned, they are back. They are back at it and working on new music, and they sent us this one here called Sarah Come Home.
Oh, I love it. I love the Sparrows. And hey, let's dig out one of our past Band Jam participants and a Grassy nominee as well, Faded Color and their tune, Oliver. It's the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions.
We'll be right back. The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you back into our Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. This next segment being brought to you by Cummings Candy and Coffee Service. And there are four locations to serve you. And Cummings back again this year as our presenting sponsor of the upcoming previews for the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival that we do each and every Friday morning around 7:45 with Jay Klein and myself in the studio. Or if I'm away, Utah will be in to discuss and preview one of the bands that will be at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. We call it Center Stage at the Band Jam on Friday mornings. So looking forward to that, and glad Barry's back for the sponsor.
I am as well, and I advise you tune in around earlier than 7:45, though. You know, you should be listening all the time. But sometimes Bob doesn't have a lot to say on the sports world, so might start a little bit sooner.
Yeah, it depends what time of year it is. You know, like right now, there's six pages of sports. Next week, there'll be probably two. So, but and by that time, who knows? But one of the bands that obviously we will be coming across at that time, at some point when we get those underway, are in the studio, at least two of the four members, and they have been at the Band Jam before, and they are past Grassy nominees. Our friends from Eden on Fire back down from Erie, and we appreciate the fact they made an early morning trek to come down because we do record this ahead of our show airing on Sunday nights. But Amy Gold back with us. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
Good to see you.
Nice to see you, too. Thanks for having us back. Yes. I appreciate this.
We're excited that you're part of Band Jam again.
We were really excited, too. We didn't get to do it last year, and so it's we're excited to come back. So it's a really good time.
Well, and you'll enjoy the new stage location, too.
Yeah.
So it's louder and prouder.
Awesome.
Things have changed slightly. Yes.
Yeah. So, well, excited for that. You have a lot going on, and you've had a little bit of change since the last time we have seen you. We want to welcome in your new lead guitarist, Todd Sandberg, who's with us. Todd,
thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So tell us a little changeover.
So we released our first album, and it's our only album so far, but we released that in November of 2024. Shortly after that, our guitar player and our drummer decided that this was not for them. They were in a couple other projects, so they decided to leave. And so we were kind of left there. I brought on our newest drummer, and that is Steven Starvaggi. He's great. He's a keeper. We had another guitar player interimly between and before Todd came on board. So this year, Todd came on board with us around the holidays, and we just started getting back on our feet now. In fact, we're really excited. We started writing again, which is something that needed to happen. I've been writing stuff on my own, and Todd had some stuff that he had written before he even came to the band. And so yesterday was a rehearsal. Finally, we had some time to sit down and start creating again. So I'm excited about that.
And you have your bass player, Scott, still with
you? Yes, Scott is still with us, Scott Haggerty.
Sorry, I forgot.
He's just a bass player. You know, he's a bass player. So, you know. But yeah, Scott has stayed with us. Yeah, he's a founding member with me. So I don't think he's going to go anywhere, at least for now.
Good.
So we're good hoping stuff. He had some health problems over the last year. He got diagnosed with cancer, but he is now, they don't call it cancer free yet, but he does not have any signs of it. It'll be a few years before they'll actually say free. So we've been having some interesting times in the band in the last couple years.
Well, it's glad to see that you're back and strong again, and we wish Scott the best as well. And
thank you.
We want to find out a little bit about Todd. In the music scene up in the Erie area for a while?
Yeah, on and off. I've been in bands here and there, nothing major, just kind of for fun. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I've seen Amy play with Eden on Fire. I think one of my old bands played with them.
We actually played with Vernautica when you were in them, at least once.
So then that kind of fizzled out, and I saw that Amy was looking for a new guitar player, and I was like, whatever, I'll give it a shot. And John, I was just expecting to join for fun, you know, play on the weekends, get some, you know, music time in. And when she offered me the spot, she's like, okay, here's what, like 14 songs you have to learn, and by the way, you need a passport because we might have a show in Germany. I'm like,
and here's what? The band manual. Here's the 4-page band manual of like,
oh, yeah, there was a,
the expectations.
There was a handbook and everything. I was like, I just wanted to do this for fun, but okay, we'll see how it goes.
Mental note to self, band handbook. I'm writing that down
seriously.
Now.
Oh, yeah. After you go through so many people auditioning, you're like,
When she sent me the handbook, I was like, you know what? That's actually a really good idea because it sets the foundation for the vision and the paths. And if you, there's no straying from the path, so I thought that was a really good idea.
All we really have is a hula hoop, and we make our bass player rehearse in that. He can't step outside of the hula hoop.
I might try that. Yeah, we thought about a sound booth, but you know, no. Actually, it was really funny when Todd applied for the job. He sent me like this whole formal, because we had like ads out on social media and whatnot, and he sent like this formal thing like, "Hi, I'm Todd Sandberg, and I would like to apply." And I'm like, "Todd, I know who you are."
Didn't know if you remembered me.
I literally, we actually used to eye him up, and we were like, "Wow, he's really improved." You know, whatever bands he was in, and so when he messaged me, I'm like, "Yes, please come."
That's great stuff. So whatever led you down to play the guitar, and what were some of your influences?
I would say, I don't know. When I was a kid, my dad was into like the classic rock stuff. He had, you know, Foreigner and Boston and all that stuff. I remember just he had everything on vinyl at the time, and we had this old record player, and I would just sit and listen. And I don't know. I guess that's where I got my... I guess appreciation for rock music. And then I was the only one in my family that kind of had any musical inclination, so I just kind of picked it up and figured it out as I went. But yeah, I'm more of a rock and metal kind of guy.
Okay.
Which I guess works out because that's kind of the direction Amy wants to go in.
I was going
to
say, fits right into you on fire,
yeah,
right, Amy?
Exactly.
But no teachers, no classes, just kind of figured out, which I'm not bragging because I don't think I'm that great, but.
Oh, my God. I like humble guitar players. They're a rarity.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's really good. And but you didn't tell them the one little tidbit. He was a band geek in high school. So was I. So.
Oh, yeah. I was a band geek in high school. I played the trumpet.
Okay. All right. So
all the skills, like sight reading, sheet music. Out the window.
You know? It's been a while.
If I'm not forced to do it, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah. You want to play by feel. And
Yeah.
Great stuff. Visiting with, Amy and Todd from Eden on Fire. And we're going to get into a tune because they're going to play 3 tunes live. And then we have a brand new song that you have put out that we'll talk about as well. But that's all part of the process of getting album number 2 together.
Right. Yeah, we are. We actually have a couple of songs. We're going to be releasing another one here shortly, and those will be going towards. We're going to do singles for a while and then kind of compile them to an album. But we have some other ones in the works, too, which is exciting.
Absolutely. We'll let you know where you can find Eden on Fire and some of their socials and such. But let's dive into a song. This is a song that we've heard before, called Broken, that we've played here on The Rock Station and The Grassroots Show. Give us a little background of the song, if you would, Amy.
So Broken is one of our, I would say, earlier tunes. It's one that I did write completely with the original lineup. Some of the songs I had written during the pandemic and then kind of brought them to the band once I formed it. This one I think I started to write while the band was already formed. It's sort of a story about somebody in a relationship who thought that was the person, and then that person kind of really let them down. So it's that devastating kind of feeling of like, I'm broken now, which, you know, I'm obviously not, but you know, a lot of my stuff is also introspective from before. So like, I might be going back and thinking how I felt at a time, but all of my songs are written about my mood. So I'm either mad or sad. I don't know. One of those things. Angry.
Well, whatever makes a great rock song, right?
Exactly.
We've all been there.
Right. I always tell people, don't upset me or you will end up in a song.
There you go. I love it. It's Eden on Fire live in the studio. This is Amy and Todd and their song Broken on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions.
Mm-hmm.
looking at the stars. Seems like it was never a forethought to keep it safe no matter what the cost. What have you done to my mind? Broken, shattered pieces left behind. Was it just a fix for your routine? Pull me off the shelf when you need. I'm broken inside. Can't pick up the pieces, they've died. You once were my bliss. Left me broken, broken inside. What have you done to my soul?
Your perversion. living my life in fear, revealing truth unto lies, control unto love's disguise. You cannot take what's left of me and bring me down onto my knees. Not a plaything in a G-string, not a scapegoat sowing your wild oats, not a victim to depicting your perversion, some sick excursion. You will not get the best of me.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
You're listening to the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7, presented by Shady Lady Productions. And our next segment brought to you by Build the Scene and Mr. Bill Damiano, who is, well, part of the Pennsylvania Rock Show, but also part of music from the 412, who are helping to present the latter stages of our show here tonight. Thank you, Bill Damiano, for what you have done for the music community here in the tri-state and western Pennsylvania area for longer than us, more than two decades now. Great stuff, Bill Damiano, and Build the Scene. And he can help you build a lot of different things, especially if you're a band, but he can help you in a lot of different avenues. If you want to create a website or whatever, he can do it all. Todd Sandberg, Amy Gold, Eden on Fire in the studio here tonight. And we just heard, after Broken Live, you did Make Me Bleed. Tell us about that one.
So Make Me Bleed was a song of me taking back the power. I had been in a really bad marriage for a lot of years. And it was one of those, like, I'm never going to let anybody do what happened to me again. So it's sort of, you know, you're never going to make me bleed is that lyric, and not a plaything in a G-string. I'm wearing my shirt today that has that on there. I love that line, you know, like, it's just, I don't know, it's a very empowerment song, I feel like, for
sure.
Me.
Yeah. Very powerful, too. And love to see you playing the guitar with Todd as well, because a lot of times, too, when you're performing as the full band, you're also really fantastic on keyboards.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I'm kind of a noob on guitar, but I'm getting by. But yeah, I do play a few instruments. So guitar was one that I picked up later in life. And I started out with an old crappy acoustic that I bought, like, Sears catalog kind of thing. And then eventually I didn't have one anymore because it was whatever, it got rid of it. And later then I decided I needed a guitar again, so I bought an electric, just a really crappy one, and friends of ours souped it up for me, and I started playing that a little bit. And then I went to Sweetwater and ended up with a 12-string, and then some. I have like four guitars now. I won one in a raffle, so I'm like, I better learn how to play these. Like, I got a lot of guitars in my house now, so.
I was pretty disappointed when you said you weren't going to bring the keys today, because I was like, oh, no. Can't cover up all the mistakes I made.
Well, yeah. Well, you guys sounded fantastic today.
Thank you.
I know the forte might not necessarily be acoustic for what you present, but you guys do it well. You present it well. So
thank you so much.
Yeah. A little background, and I know we talked about this, I'm sure, before the last time we had you in, but the development of the band is Eden on Fire, and something that I think is unique here stateside, if you will, because it's so huge in Europe, is that symphonic kind of style. What led you to that?
So it's interesting. I had been, you know, in this kind of crappy marriage all this time. And, you know, back in the day when Amazon Prime first came around, you got Music Prime for free. And so it used to have this feature that was like, if you like this, you'll like that. And, you know, it would show me all these albums. So I would always just kind of click on them and see like, oh, do I like this or not? And I heard Nightwish, I think it was. And I went, oh my God, what is this glorious music? Like, it's so musical. And like, I have classical background. So to me, it was just like, it took the classic, you know, music and made it metal. And it was like, everybody on instruments is super proficient. It just blew my mind. So then I started finding more, and I got into Within Temptations, one of my favorites. Delane, there's a whole bunch, Epica. So I really started loving that. And actually, at the time, I was still in this marriage, but I had this inclination in my head, I would love to start one of these bands. So I was reaching out to friends I knew who played like symphonic instruments. I'm like, we should start a band. And they're like, what are you talking about? You know, everybody's so busy. So it didn't happen. But then after the pandemic hit, everybody stuck at home, and I had gotten out of my marriage by that time, like a little bit before that, a couple years, and I sat down at the piano and just started writing this stuff. I had MIDI, and I was using MIDI to create the song. So a good many of the songs on the album are from me sitting at the piano. Of course, they morphed once I brought real instruments in and people who knew how to play them. Sure. So, but yeah, that's sort of how it happened. I just thought, this is really a sound that I love. And, you know, I didn't know what would happen in terms of it being over here. But I will say that I'm seeing a little bit more of it now, but definitely we have a lot of European fans.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was going to say, and it started to make its way here into Western Pennsylvania. You know, these bands, that some of those that you mentioned, you know, are starting to make their way over. And
right.
I do a Saturday night show where we sample that and kind of tease that and say, yeah, listen to this. Because it is, it's just that. It is that tie into classical. And if you're a real music fan, you just get to hear that. So I like to call it a grandiose blow up of music. You know, I think it's right. Really cool.
Yeah. And, you know, we're not quite as symphonic as like, say, Epica and, you know, even Within Temptation sometimes. But we me playing the piano a lot in some of our songs, which is kind of an odd thing, you know, to have piano in metal. But we make it work somehow.
Sure.
And we don't have keyboards in every song. Mostly because I want to be out front. So I like being, I actually tried to replace myself on the keyboard when we first started the band, because I just wanted to be the front person. Though I was writing a lot of the material, I was like, well, I can teach them to play it. And I had trouble finding anybody that could, they either had classical pianists who wanted sheet music or people who knew how to play chords. And I needed that happy middle. So I think when we started playing out, people were like, you should just do it. That's so cool that you're up there at front, you know, singing and playing. So it makes it a little more challenging.
It's kind of funny because I've tried to replace myself in my band, too. That's hilarious.
That is funny, right?
Yeah, well, hey, one of my favorite power metal bands of all time, Sabotage.
Oh, yeah.
They've got keyboards.
Yes, so they do.
It's cool.
Yeah.
And that's the one instrument I can sort of play. So.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Oh, what are you doing?
Yeah. Not right. Playing in a band. Oh, great stuff. Eden on Fire. Tell us a little bit about where people can find you, because that way when they're listening in here, they can kind of sample what you're doing because we have more to talk about.
Right, yeah. Well, we are on all of the streaming services, all the major platforms, and even some minor ones. So you can find us pretty much anywhere there. We also have a band camp. So if you want to support the band a little bit more, and you can pay whatever you want for the music. I think it's $1 a song and $10-$15 for the album. But and then also we have a website, edenonfire.com, and there is some music there, some of our videos. We have YouTube videos. We did two regular full music videos, one for our song Listen to Me and then Broken that you just heard. And you can find those on YouTube under Eden on Fire. And, of course, we're on social media. And because I don't know, I think one of the names was taken, so they're all different. So our our Facebook is Eden on Fire Metal Band, and our Instagram is Eden on Fire Band. We're on TikTok, Eden on Fire Band. I think that's the bulk of them.
Okay. Of course, their song Fallen. Was a Grassy nominee here, and that was a fantastic song. And man,
thank you.
Remember that year being just tons of votes all over, and you guys were very well represented for a band that was up in Erie. You always wonder, you know, when we put that out, because a lot of that's not in our control. You know, we put it out to the community, and then it's all voted on by the listeners. And it was very, very well received. I was impressed to see that the people were accepting, you know, somebody not necessarily local in the Western Pennsylvania.
Right, right. You know. Yeah, no, I appreciate that. And it's funny because Fallen, I felt was a really risky song because it's a power ballad. I mean, it's like an 80s power ballad with piano with a more edge that we do today, but it really is a little bit softer than the other stuff that we do. And when we were recording, I think we had another radio station that had come out to see us locally in Erie and said, please tell me that you have Fallen available for us to play. And I was like, wow, we weren't going to release that as our first single, but okay.
Right.
To get some radio airplay, sure we will. So as we did it, I was really nervous because I didn't want to get pigeonholed. I think back to like the 90s, the band Extreme came out with that More Than Words, and everybody thought they were just kind of a mellow band. And then if you got their album, you found out completely different.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to get pigeonholed like that, but it turned out to be in our benefit. So I'm really happy we did that because it has been really well received.
Yeah, well, it's in regular rotation on 97.7.
So well, thank you. Appreciate
song.
That.
And again, it's just a sample of what you'll find when you listen to Eden on Fire. And the performance that you guys did at the band jam, I mean, that still stands out to me as one of the greats because it's just the sound and scope of your sound was very well done.
So, thank you.
Especially when it, you know, going into the nighttime.
Yeah.
The really, really
yeah,
cool, so.
Really nice.
And they'll be back again this year, ladies and gentlemen. So make sure you're getting your band jam tickets, which are now on sale and your Cooper's Lake reservations as well. So the plan is, you're working on getting toward a second album and releasing, and you have some dates coming up with the band cruising into 2026 now?
We do, actually. We have a pretty light schedule. Again, we were sort of bringing Todd and catching him up to speed, so we didn't book a whole lot out. We've done like two shows together now. We have a May, and I'm going to miss the date, in Erie. We're going to be playing Big Bar. I want to say it's like the next to last weekend on a Saturday. And then we have the band jam we're going to be doing. We have a couple things maybe in the works that I'm waiting to hear back on. From there, I'm hoping we're going to pick up some more dates locally.
Okay. And also, you are the second band here to appear on our show that have had an opportunity to have that dream of going to the big Wacken Festival. You recently performed and had an opportunity to go up against some other bands. Was down in Baltimore, right?
Yeah, it was quite an honor. I used to joke, like I told the band, I said my goal is to take us to the Wacken stage, you know. And I was like, I mean, I'm kind of joking, but I'm not. Like, I really believe in what we're doing, so I think it's a possibility. But you know, it was always like, that's what we're doing. This is what this band's end goal is to get on that Wacken stage. So when I saw that the Battles were available, I think I saw them last year and I knew a band that was in one of them. And so I was like, I'm just going to put us in for it. You know, I had no idea. And we got picked before the actual nomination forms closed. They like reached out to me right away and said, yeah, you guys want to do this? And I'm like, absolutely. So we knew like early on before they were even closing the application process that we were selected. So we got very excited and we prepared. As Todd mentioned, we brought him in. We're like, hey, so yeah, we're go get your passport.
Welcome, Todd.
We don't know. So we went. There was a little bit of some hiccups along the way. Some of the bands dropped. We had a band actually break down on the way to the competition. It was 2 weeks ago in Baltimore. In the end, what we kind of learned is every area, they don't have them in the Midwest at all. So there was Baltimore, there was Atlanta, there was New York. I think those were the, there might have been one more down south on the East Coast. Mm-hmm. And they kind of give them out to local promoters. So they kind of do their own thing. So in the end, there wasn't as many judges as we expected there to be. So, and the judge that was there was very into hardcore. So I don't think we really had a big chance of moving on, but I felt really good about our performance. We killed it. Yeah. I mean, we went in there like, we're going to be a professional band, and we did. We did what we came to do, and I was 100% pleased with what we did. And the experience was great for us because it gave us a chance to kind of do a little tour. We all rode down together in a truck. Our sound guy locally actually drove us down there with his trailer, and it was great. We had a really good time. So
yeah, it was a lot of fun.
And we got a lot of publicity out of that, so hey, I'm excited
about
that.
That's huge. Yeah. And to play a different market, you know, that's cool. Just to
exactly.
get your name out there.
Yeah, exactly.
Very cool.
We actually had somebody show up to see us.
Really?
In Baltimore. Yeah. So we were really excited about that.
Well, there you go. All right. Well, and they're going to be showing up at Cooper's Lake in Slippery Rock before you know it. So not quite Vaucan, but hey.
And I've caught you guys at the Big Bar before. That's a pretty cool venue.
Yeah, it's great. And they're really big on tributes and cover bands there. So we aren't headlining that night. We'll be actually opening for another Metallica tribute, a different one. They pull a pretty good crowd, these ones. So it's a great time. The first time we did it, we had a bunch of people in Erie like come up to us afterwards. They're like, wow, you guys are great. Where are you from? And we're like, here? Because, you know, the metal scene doesn't really get a lot of play in some of the other venues. We kind of cross the bridge because we're not as heavy and hardcore. So we can kind of play some places some of the other metals don't get to, but...
Well, we've got the new single coming up called Villain.
It actually, we released that December 24th.
So right at Christmas time.
Right at Christmas, yeah.
Yeah, we're anxious to hear that. Yeah. And we'll have the recording of that. But first, we're going to Wake the Monster. You're going to do that live in the studio. Tell us about that.
Wake the Monster, as I mentioned, I was in a really bad marriage for a lot of years. So I have a little bit of, trauma stuff from that. And Wake the Monster is about being triggered. One of the lines in there is, it might not be what you deserve, but that's what's being served. So it's definitely about, like, you know, don't push me and be careful with me because I am a monster sometimes.
Sounds great. And then a little background on Villain to get into that.
Yeah, so Villain was sort of inspired by drama. It's interesting when you start to do well, how many enemies you get. You have to really grow a thick skin. And I got to the point where, like, there was some times earlier on that it was really hard. But later, I started to just realize if you don't feed it, it doesn't really harm you. And a friend of mine, I was telling him, he had asked me about something. He's another musician in the scene. And he had said, you know, what's going on? And I'm like, oh, this happened this week and this that week. And he's like, you know, Amy, you're the villain they made. And I was like, oh, that's a song. And I went home and wrote it. So that's where that comes from. It's about taking back your power again. There's a theme you'll see with the song, the lyrics that I do. It's usually about that kind of thing or, you know, about what I went through. But in this case, this is about owning my villainous.
Check them out, EdenOnFire.com, the easy place to go and review more and be sure you're getting your tickets for the band jam and come see them live. Amy Gold and Todd Sandberg from Eden on Fire, two of the four members. Thanks for being with us here tonight.
Hey, thank you so much for having us.
Yep, thanks for having us.
It's been great to have you back on. Wake the Monster live in the studio right now on the Grassroots Show presented by Shady Lady Productions right here on the Rock Station 97.7. Streaming as well, 977rocks.com. Thank you.
can't you see? Better off if you'd let me be. Don't wake the monster. Lurking creature just below the surface where you did not know. Triggered fury down below. Don't wake the monster. It might not be what you deserve, but that is what is being served. Destructive carnage, a warpath can't escape the wrath. Monsters walking, better run before this aftermath. Pressure's rising, eruption coming on too fast. Fueled by a messed up, twisted past. Ticking time bomb wires crossed my own internal holocaust. Indignation from all I've lost. Don't wake the monster. Violent clouds collide and fall deep inside behind my wall. Push me out of your downfall. Don't wake the monster.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
On the General Concert Calendar, please mark your calendar for Sunday, June 28th, for a celebration of life for Scotty Bajak, featuring lots of local music, basket raffles, a 50-50, and more. It'll be at the Sirius Shriners in Cheswick. On the Rock Done Right Tour, Saturday, July 25th, Corey's Cruise hits the Big Butler Fairgrounds. Check out more information for this day, celebrating music and honoring a legacy. Corey'sCruise.com for more information. And August 20th through the 22nd, tickets are on sale now for the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival at Cooper's Lake Campground. It'll kick off Thursday night, August 20th, with the Ram Automotive singer-songwriter in the round that's absolutely free of charge. Ticket entry needed for Friday and Saturday. And on the Shady Lady Concert Calendar, coming up on Thursday, March 19th, a Thirsty Thursday acoustic night at the Liberty Corner Tavern in Freeport will feature Jay Wiley of the Hawkeyes, 7:30 showtime. Friday, March 20th, the Noble Hops are live at the Hose Company 27 in Erie. Enjoy some great prime with a Hops acoustic show at 6 o'clock. Saturday, March 21st, the 11th Frame Local Live Music Series continues. Live music from The Remedy. Featuring Miller Lite specials, there's no cover charge. 9 p.m. show start. And Saturday, March 21st, the House Concert Series continues at the Field House in Cabot, presenting Andrew Bixie, acoustic music, beginning at 7 o'clock. Come on out, tip one up, and let's all support local music. The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Back to wrap up our Grassroots Show here tonight, The Rock Station, 97.7, in our final segment, brought to you by the Two-Man Happy Hour, who are supporting the great music scene where Eden on Fire is located, up in the Erie area. And, of course, music from the 412. Hope you'll consider maybe making a donation, or if you're a business out there, think about getting your wares advertised on a great music channel in Pittsburgh, television and radio. But they've got kind of an MTV look because they play local music videos and some locally connected music videos. It's a fantastic production. Music from the 412. We'd love to see it continue on 4 years strong. Let's make it another four, but we've got to worry about getting them through 2026. Consider a donation today.
Yeah, they put a lot of time and effort into this. It's a lot of work to put this together, keep this channel up and running. So anything you can do would be greatly appreciated because they're helping put that spotlight on local music just like we do every Sunday. So
absolutely. And takes a community.
You've got an army working for him to pull that thing off.
Well, we hope you'll support it. Check it out, most importantly, musicfromthe412.com, Roku and Fire Stick. You can put it up and just be cruising through music videos, man. It's fantastic stuff. And thanks to the folks from Eden on Fire coming down and visiting with us. It was great to have them in the studio visiting with us. Always love hearing live performances on the Grassroots Show. Don't forget, you can also submit your information to get on the general concert calendar. Send it over. grassroots@bcrnetwork.com. Just give us a week or two lead time so we can get you on. But thanks to 2B's Acoustic and everybody else that submits information. We love to promote it for you.
Yeah, they work hard. 2B's Acoustic. They have quite a machine there around everything they have going on, and wish them much success. I enjoy going to check them out. Yeah. They're a lot of fun. Hey, we gotta make mention also on the Band Jam about we have sponsorship opportunities available and vendor applications. So all of that is also up, and the sooner you get in, the sooner we start talking about you. Like, we have some sponsors right now. Cummings Candy and Coffee House, he's back. Ram Automotive, they're back for the singer-songwriter. Build a Scene and Music from the 412. So get your name on here. Just go to thebandjam.com and download that application and sponsorship form.
Yeah, and if you're a vendor, if you'd like to show your wares for the weekend, again, that's available as well. Thebandjam.com, everything Band Jam. August 20th through the 22nd, tickets are on sale as of right now at thebandjam.com. And if you would like to find out information or reserve a spot at Cooper's Lake Campground, get on it now because that all went up as of 10 o'clock this past weekend. And we appreciate James and the crew, the great staff, the Cooper family out at Cooper's Lake Campground. They have such a beautiful facility out there. And we're honored to be a part of it, just to have an opportunity to showcase local music in that fashion. Here it is, August 20th through 22nd. It'll be here before you know it. So let's get into some music to wrap up the show here tonight, Utah. And I think I know this band you're going to play.
Yeah, well, you know, I decided I had to play them because I recently, I think it was their Eden on Fire's first show out, actually, in 2026. Was at BW Saloon up in Erie. And they had our friends at Common Crown on the bill with them. So
nice.
That we'll throw on their latest single, Slow Down.
Fantastic,
and
too.
They'll be at the Band Jam.
Ooh, see, there's another scoop for you, kids. And we're going to follow that up with a young lady who released another new single from Fombell, Pennsylvania. Very, very talented musician, Morgan Gruber. It's a cool new tune called The Space Between. It's here tonight on the Grassroots Show, and we appreciate you tuning in. For local music, we're here every Sunday night at 7 o'clock, presented by Shady Lady Productions. It's the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station, 97.7.
TheBandJam.com.
And by the time it lands, we could have a night. It's back and forth, boy, it makes us callous. But I'd sure like to kiss you one more time. Most days we know exactly what we're chasing. And others, yeah, we just feel alone. Guess we've both grown used to this kind of waiting. It's hard to love somebody through a telephone. So it's one more day, one more night, one more miss you, one more fight, one more saying things that we regret, one more forgive you after a cigarette. Say I will, say you won't. One day I do, one day you don't. Just hate the space between. Somehow love makes my arms feel like inches, but the time we spend together just slips on by. So many memories we're missing, but I could not imagine you by my side. So it's one. So it's one more day, one more night, one more miss you, one more fight, one more saying things that we regret, one more forgive you after a cigarette. Say I will, say you won't. One day I do, one day you don't. Yeah, I'll never give each other all we need. I just hate.
To the Echo or Echo.app. Then add us. When you need your favorite stations, just ask Alexa.
It would be my pleasure. Let's rock.
The Rock Station.
Headed down south and they're still running too. Tired of trying to find good rock on the radio?
No, no. Oh, God, no. Oh, wait a minute. Wow. Yes.
Your rock station, 97.7.